couple of years ago, we convened people from the West Coast Center to Lincoln Center because Rumi was one of the original 13, and Martin Warman, who is from New Jersey, but he was the archivist, and when he passed on, his surviving partner had 400 square feet of the archives, I think, believe I mentioned. But we reconvened there 3 years ago, and we met the existing curator. It's now Doug, but it was Nancy Dickerson. And things were brought over from New Jersey and laid out on long tables. There were hundreds of snapshots and photographs and in various sizes and what have you. And with the Cockettes, no one wore the same costume really twice. And they were always making themselves up. And so when we sort of perused things, we weren't sure who was who. Because in a melange of an evening, they could change their outfit. And when there's like 20 or 30 people on stage, it's like from left to right, no, we're not sure. And in more close-up, like five or six, is we don't know who that person with the back to the end. And so, as frustrating as it sounds, we saw wonderful things we hadn't seen in decades. But we got caught up in looking through different things and reminiscing is that we really, in that short few hours, somehow we thought we could make a dent or something because some of the people won't be back in New York again because we're talking about people who are aging now. And it was an effort to come to New York. And that a few of us started looking at the video section, which lives and it transfers, and we got caught up emotionally. Some had sound, some didn't, most didn't, or they had faded sound because it was taken from the back. But the nostalgia, the memories that were all, it's just like, and some black and white photos is just like, it. We were reviewing our lives decades later, and many of the people the circle had passed on, but it was an impossible situation, and as well-intended and meaning of convening us, and we're all going to be in New York City at this time, can we look for a couple days or what have you, and time didn't really permit for us to be very thorough, and at a certain point, it was going to be a lunch break, and a mutual agreement was during lunches we weren't going to go back and tell them that we weren't admitting defeat. I mean, that's the, you know, the word, but it was impossible to start. We could name some people and it could be written on the back, but the intent and meaning is, what show was this? Or what performance in what show were we doing? At what venue? And the consensus of people looking at black and white photos is, it looked really fabulous, but we couldn't, no two people agreed on what show or what time, or various people could find themselves, but they weren't sure of the other people. And sometimes they had 40 and 50 people on stage because audience members would join in and in their own outfits. It was an event. And that it was a certain time and place, the way you can talk about the West Village pre-Stonewall or during Stonewall, or the East Village when the East Village was separate and people really didn't come to the East Village, except the people who lived there. And then little by little, because Andy Warhol and the group moved from McDougal Street area because the media had flooded everybody to, oh, you got to see the Beats and meet them and see them. and use daddy-o and wear a beret, and the folk singers around the Washington Square Fountain. But once Andy Warhol invaded St. Mark's Place and opened the circus and then the Dome, it got to be a little popular, but it was still the East Village.